The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It is 7:05 here on the 25th of July. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and courage.
I love that.
Shasta Regional Medical Center. Wow, that coffee is just
I'm telling you, I don't
boom
know.
Boom, this morning. Hey, good morning. Nathan's at the helm. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning. Sorry.
It's
Monday.
It's yeah. Rusty. It's a rusty Monday. How
it's
are you?
Monday.
How was your weekend?
Oh, very busy.
You came in here yesterday for a while, right?
Yeah.
During the shows to give Liam a break?
Yeah, I gave him a break. I had a show at the theater, and then, I went had some party with friends. And,
Okay. Uh-oh. That's a multitude of emotions there.
We're lucky he could drag in this morning. It's one of those things. Hey, what national day is it today?
Oh, man. Give me a second.
Okay. Well, I know. It's too many things this early in the morning.
Oh, okay.
That's okay. What's the weather look like Ms. Bott?
Yeah. Well, you can call me Mrs. I'm okay. I don't need a Ms.
You
in front of mine.
You can be Mrs.
Yeah.
Okay.
Today's going to be hot with one. Oh, gosh. All right, get ready. Get ready, folks. 106 today, or no, 108. 108 today, light and variable winds, about 5 to 7 in the morning. Tonight, mostly clear with 73. Tomorrow calls for 103, so we do have a little bit of a drop. 20% chance of thunderstorms, then mostly clear tomorrow night with overnight lows of 74. Wednesday calls for 106. Wednesday night, 75. Thursday, 110. Friday, 108. Saturday, 105. Sunday, 105. Oh, boy.
Wait a minute. Do you have that, by any chance, ready to go?
No.
Okay. Never mind, then.
But I do have the National Wine and Cheese Day for
you. Okay.
National Wine and Cheese Day.
Well,
wow.
I think this
Let's
is probably
a day early.
A perfect day to, as when the sun sets, or if you can find a place in the shade, hey, let's talk a little bit. Oh, and the weather's brought to you. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793.
Okay, I have tickets and I'm going to be giving them away.
We have last week,
for the Cope 45s, and here's your chance to go out there and have a great time. I got a 4-pack of tickets to the first person that calls 605-4567. Now you have to dial 530-605-4567 for a ticket to the old family pack there. You don't have to take all four, but if you want all four. And it's great. It's the last week of the season. I think they're playing, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, I believe. So, anyway, get these and have a great time here. With the Colt 45s. It's a wonderful time.
Now, here's the thing I want to say about the Colt 45 game. We think, as we go through in and out of the car, we do our things through the week, and it's so hot. Last week, on a hot night, actually, it was Thursday night, at 7 o'clock when the game started, it was nice. The sun went down, and it became just a pleasant evening. It really did.
It was real pleasant. You're in the shade. Good game. They have excellent wines and beers and hot dogs and hamburgers and snow cones and, gosh, everything you can think of they've got there at very reasonable prices. Okay.
I wanted to talk a little bit about the weekend. Did you want to go about...
Let's talk about the fact you had another gold digger here.
Well, yeah, I mean, when you say that, I just, there's a cringe factor, and I understand what it is, that there was a group called the Gold Diggers, and we work with Dean Martin, and this was something that we did in the 70s and the 80s. And Peggy.
Well, in the 90s.
Well, actually, all the way to the 90s, we retired in 90, we were put into retirement in 91. But Peggy, longtime friend of mine, I was 19 when I joined the group, and so we had, I worked with the group for 8 years, she was with the group for 17.
Yeah.
And then she and I had our own nightclub act in between the times that we weren't performing with the Gold Digger. So that lasted a couple years that we did the Smokehouse, and we worked with Regis Philbin, and we did the Shrine Auditorium. We did a lot of Tahoe. We did a lot of stuff. Anyway, so we were together. She came this weekend with her husband, and what do we do in Reading when it's hot? And you've got guests coming, and so they came Friday night, and then Saturday morning we took them up to the doggy park because they brought their dog from Palm Springs, you know, and so everything really revolved around this dog. Was a rescued on the side of the road, was timid, you know, they love their dog. This is a lifestyle they chose.
It's a nice dog. Except he'd growl at me every time.
Yeah,
he
just was protective.
But at the end, he would growl and then walk up and lick my fingers.
Yeah.
So, but he'd still growl.
Yeah. So, we took him up to the doggy park. It'd been a long time since I've been up to Benton Doggy Park. Really nice. It was great to see old friends. Just like going, again, it's the cheers. It was like going back and seeing old friends that care. You know, remember your name, how are you doing, how's Carl, welcoming our friends. You know, that was super nice. And then on Saturday night, we went to Mosaic because you could take your dog and sit on the patio and had beautiful food, beautiful cocktails, and then walked across the bridge. And, you know, folks, if you haven't walked across the bridge at nighttime in a long time, it's just wonderful to see, hear the different languages, see the activity, feel the joy. You know, I'm telling you, there are a lot of scooters. I don't know. I hope nobody gets hurt from those scooters. A lot of scooters going on across the bridge.
They were driving pretty slow. Yeah, but I thought about that too. You know, it only takes somebody that doesn't really know what they're doing to slam into somebody, and it ruins everybody's night.
Mm-hmm. But so
there's no rules about scooters. They've got skateboarding, 5 miles per hour for bicycles. You know, frankly, if there's a lot of people on the bridge, I don't see why you don't just walk your scooter or your bike across there. I mean, it's not that far, and you just hop back on the other end.
It may go there. It just depends. But there were several scooters
It'll take somebody getting hurt.
Yeah. But anyway, I'm trying to say that it was a beautiful experience.
Was.
And then the next morning, they left yesterday.
Okay. Well, now, this guy that took a photo, we're trying to get a photo, and Linda says, you know, maybe we can get somebody to take a photo. And this guy stops, who's walking by, comes really pleasant. He's with his family.
It was so funny.
And he's taking our photo, and he knows how to turn on the light. The flash and all that. Really nice. And I look up at his hat, and it says, "I hate people." And I said, "So your hat?" He goes, "Not all people."
Anyway, that was really a conversation breaker. It was funny, and that was sweet. He jumped right away at his wife and his... He had a woman and a child with him, right?
I think it was his wife.
So he jumped away from them to take our picture, and it was just really, it was just great. So here we are in Reading you have lots of beautiful things to do. We were somewhat tethered because there was a dog, and that dog cannot be left alone in a stranger's house because of the separation anxiety. So that's a lifestyle choice.
Yeah. You would have, I saw a dog go to the bathroom once. He peed one time. I mean, I'm sure it was other times because
taking him outside.
Augustus was always taking him outside, I thought. So that was kind of, you know, he crayed up at night. So anyway, but it was really good seeing Peg and Bush.
Yeah, talking through some old times.
You two are on continuous talk mode.
Well, there was never enough. You can't cover in 2 days because you forget stuff. You remember that time? Yeah.
And then you two don't have indoor voices. Butch and I are going, indoor voice. Come on. And just like that, you get, and then the next one get just an octave higher, and then pretty soon it's like, indoor voice! So,
you have some things you want to talk about today.
I have many things I want to talk about, but first we're going to take a break, so we can sell a bed.
Oh, that's
right.
Or
sell 1,000 beds.
Well, it's not even, yes. But we use this, and so many of the things that we have on our show, we really feel the connection to it, or
it's
very, very difficult. So the Sleep Number store, the folks at the Sleep Number store, yes, the Sleep Number beds are made in America. They have the most incredible customer service. People should take classes on their customer service because they call you up. How are you doing? Do you need anything? What do you think about? We have this in the store. Okay. I mean, it goes on and on and on. And I don't mean in a way that bugs you, because it's nice to see, like, maybe you have a question. Because when you get your Sleep Number bed, it's, you know, there.
You can keep it for some.
There's a lot of stuff going on.
If maybe you selected the wrong one, and that happens sometimes because, oh, well, you know, this isn't exactly what I thought. You've got like 90 days to some long period of time to sleep on it and then change your mind and get another one. So, I mean, that's kind of cool. But why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because every great day starts the night before. My Sleep Number setting last night was 70. Linda's Sleep Number setting was?
45.
And you can adjust those every night as you wish. And now, don't miss Sleep Number's weekend special. It ends today. Save 40% on a new Sleep Number 360 CSE Smart Bed Queen. Now only $1,499. Plus free home delivery when you add a base. That ends today only at Sleep Number stores, which of course is in the Target Shopping Center. And as Linda said, just a great group of people down there. Feel free to try out every bed. And then, you know, they've got pillows, they've got sheets, they have it all at our Sleep Number store right here in the Target Shopping Center. We'll be right back.
Welcome to my world. Won't you come on in?
Tickets for Axiom Repertory Theater's summer season are on sale now, starting with Neil Simon's hilarious Chapter 2, July 15th through August 26th, followed by the aggressively outrageous musical hit Ruthless, July 22nd through August 25th, and finally, Roe, a timely look at the landmark 1973 case Roe v. Wade, running August 5th through the 27th. Don't miss Axiom Repertory Theater's outstanding summer season. Get your tickets now at the box office, 2613 Bocelli Lane, or online at axreptheater.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew. This month's cigar of the humidor is La Unica Dominican Primeros. Premium shade-grown Connecticut wrappers combined with a long filler blend of aged Cuban seed Dominican tobaccos, providing a smooth, mellow to medium-bodied experience. It's a rich and balanced selection with subtle hints of nuts, cream, and fruit. La Unica Dominican Primeros. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. The 25th of July. We've lost July. It's quickly, next week, August.
You know, well, we still have some days in July.
Yeah.
We have a whole week.
Let's enjoy
and a
it.
Weekend.
Let's enjoy it. Let's walk. You know what? Let's bundle up and go outside so we can enjoy the cool, you know, mornings, 720. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. And if you bundle up and run around outside, you probably will go to Shasta Regional Medical Center as they treat you for heat stroke. It's one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals. It gets high ratings. I mean, number one ratings from so many different organizations. The Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services, Joint Commission for Strokes. They have the Leapfrog organization gives them A ratings. This is one hospital that knows what they're doing with the latest technologies and the latest procedures. All of this is at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Can we talk about monkeypox? You know, first of all, monkeys are upset that we're calling it monkeypox. You know, there was a protest by monkeys at the, San Francisco Zoo.
All right.
You know, they want to change the name to something
okay.
else.
Okay.
Here it is. Monkeypox. What is monkey? Have you, you know, you hear about it, but it, you know, what's monkeypox? Okay.
Let's hear about it.
Monkeypox is a rare disease similar to smallpox. Now, here is rumor control. Has nothing to do with reality, but it makes sense. Somebody told me, one of his corpsmen told him that if you've been vaccinated for smallpox, that could prevent you getting monkeypox. I have no idea if that's true, and I can't find it anywhere to say anything that says that. But it's a rare disease similar to smallpox caused by the monkeypox virus. It's found mostly in areas of Africa, but it's been seen in other areas of the world, as we know. It causes flu-like symptoms such as fever and chills and a rash that can take weeks to clear. There's no proven treatment for monkeypox, but it usually goes away on its own. Now, where is monkeypox? The UN Health Agency has said while the cases so far have been concentrated primarily within the gay and bisexual communities, there is little evidence to suggest that the disease will remain confined to those groups.
It says here in my U.S. edition of Bloomberg, that there's about 16,000 people in more than 70 countries in just a few months.
Right. Now,
they don't say what community. They say people.
Yeah, it doesn't but the UN did. At this moment, cases continue to be reported among men who have sex with men for the most part. But we should not expect that to remain as such. We just had two children that were diagnosed with it on each coast, one on each coast, who had had contact, though, with gay or bisexual men. And it's not uncommon for a virus outbreak to start in one particular group or setting before spreading more wildly in the general population. But what we're having is this new virus. And it doesn't, like I said, doesn't kill you. It just makes you really uncomfortable. You get these open sores on you. It's not like leprosy.
According to the World Health Organization, it's a virus transmitted from one person to another by close contact with lesions, body fluids, respiratory droplets, and contaminated materials such as bedding. So you could actually be just going to somebody's house in their bed or their couch. You know, it's a viral zoonotic disease that occurs primarily in tropical rainforests in Central and West Africa and is occasionally exported to other regions. An antiviral agent developed for the treatment of smallpox has also been licensed for the treatment of monkeypox. Further on, the clinical presentation of monkeypox resembles that of smallpox, a related orthopoxvirus infection, which was declared eradicated worldwide in 1980.
Imagine that.
It is less contagious than smallpox and causes less severe illness.
Men who have sex with men are currently deemed at higher risk of infection, with around 99% of the cases reported outside of Africa this year among men and 98% among men who had sex with men. They have emphasized, though, the WHO and Centers for Disease Control and Prevention emphasize anyone can catch monkeypox regardless of sexual orientation. So if you remember when AIDS first came out, like back in the early 80s, it was mainly in the gay community, male gay community. And then, of course, it just exploded everywhere. So this is something. Now, the difference is before they had treatments and all this that getting HIV virus would turn into AIDS and would kill people. This doesn't seem to be like that. And we've come a long way to be able to handle these things. And it's not as dangerous as smallpox. But we eradicated smallpox. So now we have monkeypox. Just, you know what? We just keep giving and giving to each other. How about some happy news? You ready?
Yeah. I am so ready.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to talk with semi-happy news and then happy news. We're having an open house at the community room in City Hall tonight at 5:30 to discuss riverfront specific plans for development. Yes, the next one's going to be on August 3rd. This is a chance to go to the community room and find out what's going on. Let your views be held, be listened to by the city fathers and mothers on how you think the riverfront should be developed. My idea is to build the world's tallest water slide to see if we can launch people from one side of the sack to the other side in a big pool. So you get up here like six stories, right? And then you go down this thing, you get some speed, and it launches you over the river into another swimming area. Now, what could go wrong with that?
Do you remember that one time there were some people on that came on the radio and they were really going to try to take Placer Street and make
they
it
They did
into
do it.
They did?
Yeah. Okay, the first time they did it, Rocky Slaughter. Rocky, if you're out there, this is when Rocky had all these great ideas. They were going to they took Placer Street. I don't know if you were living here then. This was years ago. We hit our first drought. We were going to use reclaimed water. They were going to make this huge water slide down Placer. This thing took on a life of its own, go all the way down Placer Street, a water slide. Well, we're right in the middle of a drought, and even though we had water and we were using reclaimed water, it just gave the wrong, everybody else is, you know, nobody had water in the other parts. It just kind of gave the wrong connotation. Well, look, here's those Northern California, you know, knuckleheads having water slides, you know, a giant water slide in there. So, anyway. We waited for a while. Then we had it, and they closed Placer Street down, and we had a water slide, and it was great. I mean, you're talking hundreds of yards. Now, and if we can do that, why can't we have a five-story water slide that launches people over the Sacramento? Or you could even do it like skipping dollars. It comes across and it skips you across the sack.
I live with this.
All right. You know, sometimes, you know, shower thoughts. You know, you have shower thoughts. You're sitting there taking
a
shower and
you're going,
how many crazy people out there would do this? People would come from all over the world. People would pay $1 million to be the first one to be injured on that slide.
To be injured on that slide. All right. Next, what do you have next?
Okay. Other good news. Anyway, let's go back to seriousness. Open house tonight in the community room and into City Hall at 5:30 to discuss riverfront specific plans. Now, on August 12th, and put this in your calendar, at 8 p.m. at Tiger Field, there's going to be a concert. And this is to benefit Jackie Scary.
Oh, yeah.
Miss, a local girl. She was Miss Reading Rodeo, and now she's Miss California Rodeo. She's going for Miss National Rodeo, Miss Rodeo America, and we're raising funds to help her. And that's going to be a concert with Chad Bushnell. It's going to be at 8 p.m., and tickets are only $10. We want to fill up the stadium there and help Jackie on her quest to become Miss Rodeo America. I mean, yeah. If you like country music, Chad Bushnell is good.
I think she was Miss Reading Rodeo twice.
Well, she came back. Maybe because of COVID. So she stayed for 2 years.
Okay.
And then she competed and became Miss California Rodeo.
Right. She does a great job.
She is just an outstanding representative of our community. Mm-hmm. Just a nice young lady. She has it together. Okay. Let's take a break. And this portion of the show. Brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Judy Maxwell, of course. We talk about her to our friends, actually, who visit about that we have a great person that we work with that helps us with all of our insurance, house insurance, office insurance,
life insurance.
Exactly.
Health insurance.
All of the things we need to be covered. And she is really outstanding in all of her people, helping families, seniors, and business owners since 1993. Located at Hilltop Drive, give her a call at 221-0441. We'll be right back.
We got a new...
North State Now is a magazine formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR at 6 p.m. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by ReadingCivic.com, Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlou's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco and Brew.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi, this is Congressman Doug LaMalfa. The price of gas and diesel is crippling budgets of North State families, farms, and small businesses. California's taxes and fees add about $1.12 to the price of every gallon. The Biden administration's policy of canceling the Keystone Pipeline has made problems worse, as well as the stoppage of lease sales on federal lands and permits, and enacting even more choking regulations. Result? Prices skyrocketing while Biden asks Saudi Arabia for more foreign oil. We will keep working in Congress for common sense solutions to reduce costs and make us energy independent by using the plentiful energy sources available right here in North America. My office exists to serve you. My website is lamalfa.house.gov, or go to my Facebook under Rep. LaMalfa for the latest updates, where you can also take my poll on American energy. This is Congressman Doug LaMalfa. Thanks for listening. Paid for by official funds authorized by the House of Representatives.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage is now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson, featuring new and existing vendors. Memory Lane is open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and features furniture, jewelry, sports memorabilia, antique desks and dressers, dolls and toys, clothing and hats, along with hand-carved decor, pictures and paintings, and so much more. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage, now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson in the Gateway Shopping Center. The tradition continues at the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, featuring delicious steaks and seafood, chicken soup, salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station, family-owned and operated, open since 1992, serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m. with happy hour from 3 to 5. The Dry Creek Station is famous for their steamer clams. Friday through Sunday, don't miss their fabulous weekend specials. The Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. So come on down to the Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet.
And welcome back this morning on Free Fire Radio. This is Carla and Linda Blatt on this Monday morning edition. 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is your talk radio, 605-4567. And we are here this morning to cover just some fun stuff before we have Joe Comente with us.
That's right. Joe Comente, Supervisor Comente, is going to be here at 8 o'clock. Hey, if you need something printed like business cards or invitations, don't go online. Do yourself a favor and call Steve Clark over at Minuteman Press at 530-221-0400. They've done a bunch of stuff here at the station. Great. I tell you what, they do great work. They're very fair in their prices. They make sure that you're happy with the work that they do. And they're local. They're not online, they're not 800 numbers, they're local people. 530-221-0400, Minuteman Press. Okay.
Now, a lot of times I like to look up, you know, especially on Monday, five things you need to know, and I go across through different news agencies. One of the things that we're all experiencing, more than 85% of Americans right now are bracing for temperatures above 90 degrees. Millions in the South Central U.S. expected to experience readings in the triple digits. That is unusual. So this has driven state and local leaders to issue heat emergencies and offer resources to residents to mitigate the scorching temperatures. The extreme weather in the U.S. has been matched by deadly conditions in Europe, where conditions have been smashed, and 19 European countries remain on extreme danger and alert for wildfires. Number two, the House Select Committee investigating the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol.
It wasn't an insurrection.
That's what it says.
I know, but it's from CNN.
It just, everybody.
Communist News Network.
They're calling it insurrection.
They call it an insurrection because they have nothing. It wasn't an insurrection. You want to call it a riot?
They're saying that
that's okay.
Former President Donald Trump failed to act while the attack was underway. Committee aides said that the panel will show how Trump refused to act to defend the Capitol for 187 minutes.
Oh, really?
And the violent mob stormed the building. The committee has spoken with several former Trump aides with him that day, including former White House counsel Pat, I don't know how to spell it, Cipollone.
Mm-hmm. Cipollone.
The committee is also expected to show clips of visual outtakes. That's happening, and the hearing will air on CNN at 8 p.m. tonight.
Who cares? Nobody cares. This is a nothing. This is a nothing.
It's been filling everything we read.
Well, the whole thing is, it's not to find what happened. It's to try and get something on Trump because they're afraid Trump's going to run again. And if he does, he'll win. But if they can hook him with anything, it'll keep him from running. That's the whole business here. They haven't had any other evidence coming in. They haven't had anybody else. The Republicans, when Nancy Pelosi refused to seat Republican members of Congress, that, you know, they said, okay, well, this is the people we want on the committee so we can get both sides. She refused to seat them. So she took Liz Cheney, who is a Republican, and some other guy who is unknown who's not running again. Cheney right now is behind 30 points in her reelection race to another Republican. So this was a setup from the beginning. You know, was there a riot on January 6th, yes. Did people come in to the Capitol? Yes. Did they upset what was going on? Yes. Should they be punished? Absolutely. However, comma, there was not widespread destruction. Nothing was caught on fire. The only person killed, and people seem to forget, especially the Democrats, was one of the people who had entered, a woman, a veteran, that when she climbed through a window, the guard shot her, told her, stay out of here. She came through. She got shot. That's terrible, but guess what? She was told, stay out of here, and so she was shot. Was it an insurrection? No. No.
I'm just telling you everything that we read. All right, so number three, marriage equality. Republican Democrat Senator said Wednesday they expect a bill protecting same-sex marriage will eventually win the 60 votes needed to break a filibuster. Well, it's not yet clear how many Republicans will support the bill. This acknowledgement is a sign of growing public acceptance and the sea change over an issue that had once badly divided the two parties. Number four, home prices.
Wait, you don't want to hear my comment on that?
Go ahead. Yeah, that's what I'm doing. Back and forth,
you know who's
Carl.
Pushing this? You know who's pushing this? Lawyers. And why are lawyers pushing it? The ABA, American Bar Association. Why are they pushing this? Because they've been limited in divorces to just men and women. Now we've opened it up to everybody. Everybody can have a divorce now.
Okay.
All right.
Number four, home prices. Home prices in the U.S. had a new all-time high in June despite the lack of affordability that's pushing buyers out of the market. The median home price was $416,000 last month, up 13.4% from 1 year ago, according to a report from the National Association of Realtors. Miami had the largest median growth in price, up 40% from a year ago.
You know why?
It was followed by Orlando, Florida, up 30, and Nashville, Tennessee, up 30.6%. Inventory, which had been tight, is also picking up, but there are still longstanding shortages of housing. Some experts say builders are cutting back on single-family home construction and boosting construction of multifamily buildings, which could be a sign that they may be getting on more people getting priced out of buying and renting instead.
Well, the reason that Florida is being inundated, you know why? It's because all the people from California are moving there and New York and the East Coast. They've had enough of living in blue states, and now they are heading down to a state where they actually don't have to pay income tax, where gas is cheap, where, you know, they're, you know, people have had it. And Governor Newsom, I'm going to have to... Nathan hasn't been here long enough for me to set up all these little things when I say words that, it triggers things that happen in the computer. But Governor Newsom, who put a 30-second or a minute message to Florida saying, move to California where it's free. It, you know, it was so incredibly, incredibly funny that he's telling people in Florida, oh, come to California where it's free. There's nothing free in California. Nothing. Unless, of course, you're an illegal. Then everything is free.
All right, number five, Hunter Biden. The federal investigation of President Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden, has reached a critical juncture. According to people briefed on the matter, investigators are weighing possible charges while prosecutors are confronting Justice Department's guidelines to generally avoid bringing political sensitive cases close to an election.
You know what? How hypocritical can you be?
Well, no final decision has been made on whether to bring charges against the president's son. Sources say the probe has intensified in recent months.
When they said that, oh, they shouldn't make it close to an election, and what they did to Trump, I just threw up in my mouth when you said that.
The Justice Department investigation initially focused on Hunter Biden's financial and business activities in foreign countries dating to when Joe Biden was vice president.
Nothing to see here.
But investigators have examined a swath of broader conduct, including whether Hunter Biden and associates violated money laundering, campaign finance, tax and foreign lobbying laws, as well as whether Hunter Biden broke federal firearm regulations.
He did. And he called his stepmom the C word.
Oh, well.
Well, I'm telling you, that right there is 5 years in jail.
We talked about all those people moving to Nashville. Today's number, this is according to, some of the top eight. That's how many people were hospitalized with minor injuries after unexpected turbulence diverted an American Airlines flight on Wednesday. The plane carrying 56 passengers was traveling from Tampa, Florida, to Nashville, Tennessee, according to the airline. The flight was diverted to Birmingham, Alabama, where it landed safely. It's investigating the incident. Eight people were injured with turbulence. That's intense. I've been in turbulence. I've been in electrical storms. I've been in small planes. I've really thought a few times when I was coming out of Chicago and some of those and been in electrical storms. That's a nightmare.
Well, it is. It is. And? Well, I'm just, you know, riding in planes and that bounce around. It's, but you know, that one movie with Denzel Washington. That one where he, what was the name of it?
Snakes on a Plane?
No, not Snakes. No, he did the one where he is a pilot, and because of mechanical problems, he loses control, and they start this dive, and the only thing he can do is he puts this 737 or, you know, a large plane, puts it into a roll, and he rolls it over to gain control, and they still crash. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it was a feat of flying. Of, you know, of course it's a movie. It's not like Sully landing it on the, you know, New Jersey River. But, and you can't do anything but think, yeah, that's the flight I'd be on. Yep, we're doing a roll. We're doing a slow roll in a 737. Stuff's falling out. You know, people are rolling down the aisles. Yeah, that's the plane I'm on. If I see Denzel Washington walking up like in the, you know, going to the front in the cabin, I think I'm getting off the plane. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Redding, California. The only full-service jewelry store in Redding. And they are just great people. They've got a great selection of jewelry ranging from, classic estate jewelry to Native American to specially designed jewelry and everything in between at Four Winds Jewelry. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back.
You are my Monday, you're the best day of the week. The underrated and a brand new star.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with.
Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street, Blade & Barrel, thank you, Redding Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock the community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Redding. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio at 8 o'clock. We have Redding Board of Supervisor Joe Comente, 1st District, will be joining us. So we'll be talking about Tierra Robles and a couple of things. But this portion of the show is brought to you by
Estate Granite. Mike Huber owns Estate Granite, has been custom altering homes in Shasta County for many, many years. He's a vocal local supporter of veterans, and he is obviously a former veteran, and this is a veteran-owned business where he pays attention to detail and has an eye for perfection. Anything stone or granite, give him a call. He'll come out and do consultation work. 241-STONE.
There you go.
One of the movies we watched yesterday afternoon
the gray
after
man.
Our friends left was is it called Gray Man?
I think it is Gray Man.
With Ryan Gosling.
Yeah.
It was fantastic.
And the guy that plays Captain America, the great big guy,
Chris Evans.
Chris Evans.
Yeah. It was a really liked it, but we don't mind the blast him up, kill him up. It was like John Wick on steroids. Yeah. I mean, how many more people can you blow? How can one guy walk away when you got like...
Joe and I were just talking about this. Here you go. You get the hero. Yeah, he's well-trained and all that. And with John Wick, it's the same thing. And all these, Liam Neeson and all these other people, like Liam Neeson, resurrected his Hollywood career on violence. And yet is one of the big proponents of taking your guns away from you, right? Okay. I've done contract work, and I've done work to protect people. And when I see something like this, with one person taking on 20 professionals now, and shooting them all, and they're all firing hundreds of rounds, and not one touches them because they, you know, and when they aim and shoot, they hit, and the other guy is shooting massive amounts of rounds, they don't hit him. It is ludicrous. I mean, at some point, it just becomes ludicrous. You know, somebody's got a machine gun and it's hammering at them. You know, they're dodging or they're behind. Okay, this one was they were behind a concrete bench, not a steel bench, a concrete bench that he was handcuffed to, and he was behind it. Well, the types of firearms they're doing would tear that concrete bench literally apart in like 5 seconds. But truly enjoyed the movie.
Yeah.
Because it's escapism and it doesn't have to be real.
It's an escape movie.
It's like the January 6th hearings. It's escapism and it's not real.
I want to talk about a really heartwarming story that I read that I'd like to share with our listeners. And I think this is how he was raised. I really believe in his ethical heart, he was raised to do this. A 17-year-old teen in San Diego returned a purse left in a grocery store parking lot, and although he expected nothing in return, hundreds of strangers have offered him a big reward. It seemed that Adrian Rodriguez found the green handbag in Ralph's parking lot in Chula Vista 2 weeks ago. Instead of bringing it inside the store, he decided to deliver it himself to the woman's front door. Although the owner wasn't there, the purse was left with the roommate. And the home surveillance video was later used to track down the high school graduate to show him some love. I looked into the Ring camera. We've been talking about it. Do we want to do these Ring cameras? Because everybody's doing them. Maybe we should do that. And I was like, oh, my God, he's such a young kid, recalls the owner of the purse or the bag. We need to find him and just give him a little piece of gratitude. So she and Martin posted the striking image on social media and found the young man who returned the bag, which contained $20 and a wallet full of credit cards that was in it. But he felt like, I'm going to return this. He said, my mom always told me since I was little always to do the right thing when nobody's around. I didn't expect nothing back, honestly. If someone found my stuff, I'd want them to bring it back to me, he said, this humble youth. So anyway, long story short, once they posted it, 764 donors sent money that totaled over $17,000.
Whoa.
And this is what's really important about, you know, not just because you'll receive money, but he was taught the right thing. He was taught the right thing, went back to give this lady her purse. Could have been exactly the opposite, you know. But I just think that you know, those kinds of, those inspiring stories warm my heart. Okay?
I almost feel like we should have ended on that story. Because mine's not that good.
Okay.
So let's just play American Pie for the next 8.
Let your wrist Monday morning stuff.
Let's just play American Pie for the next 8 minutes. You know, we can do
great
that.
Great documentary out.
You know, the...
Really? You want to talk about the documentary?
Well, I did already, we can do it again. It was, you're the music person. You and Peggy, it was so funny listening to you two talk about music and the different shows you all put on and the different stories. I heard so many stories about people in the industry that
probably stories you didn't want to know.
Well, it wasn't that. It was things that happened back there, back in the 70s and 80s and 90s. I mean, if it happened, I mean, it would never happen today. Things that people did, you know, the men, the producers and stuff like that, things they would say and the pressure they would put on people. You know, I'm sure it still goes on.
This is back
today.
In the 70s.
Yeah, 70s. And, you know, the pressure.
And 60s for her.
And how you, but it was really funny is listen how you two handled it.
Yeah.
Oh, you just start laughing. And
back out of the room.
And back out of the room. There you go.
All right. No, on the final note, I do want to talk about like a really good deed. And I think it's something that's pretty fantastic. And it's really in the hometown of where our kids live. Last Saturday, an Albuquerque gas station treated the city to a customer appreciation day. Hello, all people who own stations. I don't know if you can do this. But this is something that I think was really cool. They cut their gasoline prices in half between 10 a.m. and noon. The staff at Chronic King's dispensary and gas station in Lomas and Arnold Street were tired of seeing neighbors struggle with record high gas prices. So with 5,000 gallons waiting in the tanks, they decided to help out. They said it's mainly just to give back to the people and try to help them out just for a few hours. They're upset about it. We're upset about it. That's kind of the reason we're doing this event. So they just felt like they needed to do that, and I think, you know, that was pretty cool. Offered 50% off.
That's cool.
Yeah.
In other words, they brought the prices down to where it was when Joe Biden first came in.
For 2 hours.
For
people
2 hours.
Probably lined up, and they heard that,
but
thought, well, why not?
For 2 hours, they brought people in to the same gas prices that were existing when Joe Biden became president.
Now, it is a dispensary, by the way.
50%.
It was a dispensary.
What? Oh, cannabis?
Uh-huh.
What, they were selling cannabis at half price?
Well,
I thought you said gas.
It is gas, but if you look at the picture,
it's a cannabis dispensary.
Yeah, and they sell gas.
Well, if they can sell gas, and
yeah.
you can get gassed.
Yeah.
And, all right, I got it. Hey, when we come back, we're going to talk to... Board of Supervisors, First District, Joe Comente, and he's out there. And what we want to do is talk about this. I'm really interested in this Tierra Robles because I listened to probably an hour and a half of the Board of Supervisors special meeting they had on Thursday about this. And the you would think, you know, it's just a bunch of locals not wanting to do this, but it's not. I mean, they brought in experts from all over. And then when you hear the other side from the guys that wanted to build it, you know, well, you know, they're coming up with some logical, arguments here. So it'll be interesting. And by the way, we still have four tickets to the Colt 45. So this is the last week. Come on, give us a call at 530-605-4567.
Love to have you join us.
Pick up your tickets and have just a great week. Yeah, we're going to be there. We'll be right back.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Well, first it was COVID, now this.
Top-ranking members in the House and Senate on both sides of the aisle have asked Health and Human Services Secretary Xavier Becerra for answers on what his department is doing to handle the monkeypox outbreak, with several lawmakers questioning what they perceive to be a failed response. Republican Senator Richard Burr of North Carolina, the ranking member of the Senate Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee, called the U.S. response to the virus disturbing in a letter to Becerra, arguing that the administration has all the tools it needs to better address the outbreak. A group of 50 House Democrats also issued a letter to President Biden, urging him to declare a public health emergency due to monkeypox. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Senator Joe Manchin testing positive for COVID-19 on Twitter this morning. The West Virginia Democrat writes, "I am fully vaccinated and boosted and am experiencing mild symptoms." Manchin says he will isolate, working remotely while following CDC guidelines. Dropping more hints about a possible run for the White House, former President Trump telling the Turning Point USA Student Action Summit, "We may just have to do it again." At the same gathering, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis ripping into President Biden, who also sending along well wishes.
"I want to, on behalf of the state of Florida, wish President Biden a speedy recovery from COVID. And I also want to wish the United States of America a speedy recovery from Joe Biden."
DeSantis skewering the president over raging inflation and the out-of-control southern border. The Oak Fire in Mariposa County, California, has charred more than 15,000 acres, chasing some 6,000 people from their homes and destroying at least 10 structures so far. Stocks are mixed on Wall Street. The Dow is up 59 points. The Nasdaq down 62. The S&P is off a fraction. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you're considering protecting your retirement with gold or silver, listen up. Mark Davis here. One company I trust for this, Advantage Gold, the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. They are so passionate about teaching people how to own physical gold and silver, they've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because they really educate their clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. Talk to one of their experts. They can send you a free gold kit along with a free copy of the Wall Street Journal national bestseller, The Great Devaluation. Number again, 800-900-8000. Don't wait any longer. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value, all from Advantage Gold. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Call Advantage Gold today. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
For prisoners executed in Myanmar.
The Deputy Asia Director of the watchdog Human Rights Watch, Phil Robertson, roundly condemns the junta's action and says the executions point up the failure of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, to take the lead in trying to resolve the situation in the country, and that it was time for the international community to act decisively.
This is a real wake-up call for the international community, that they cannot allow Myanmar to just slide off the table, to be concerned too much about other things and ignore Myanmar's worsening civil war and the human rights atrocities that are going along with it.
One prominent activist, the executions show the generals were out of control and predicts the deaths would harden resistance. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
News and analysis at townhall.com. A piece of 70s sports memorabilia fetching a huge price at auction.
Muhammad Ali's championship belt from his 1974 Rumble in the Jungle heavyweight title fight has been sold at auction for $6.18 million. Heritage Auctions in Dallas says the winner of the heated competition for the belt was the NFL's Jim Irsay. He owns the Indianapolis Colts. The 1974 fight was one of boxing's most memorable moments, with Ali stopping the fearsome George Foreman to recapture the heavyweight title that fight in the African nation of Zaire. Jason Walker reporting.
No arrests or no motive in a deadly shooting at a Los Angeles park over the weekend. Two people killed, five others injured, when gunfire erupted at a car show about 20 miles south of downtown L.A. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. The 25th of July, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. It's Wine and Cheese Day and good morning, Nathan.
Good morning.
Hey, you do, Nathan is recovering from the weekend. And we know that. We know what it's like.
How you doing today, buddy?
Oh, you know, recovering.
They're keeping us on the air, though.
Yeah.
And
we're
happy. Okay.
That's what happens. Do you have to work that event tonight that's happening over at Old City Hall?
What?
Isn't there something happening tonight where you go in and you have a meeting across the way?
No, that's City Hall, not Old City Hall.
Oh, okay,
that's
good. I'm glad we clarified that. Thank you.
Down at City Hall.
All right.
In the community room there.
Got it. Okay, great.
Riverfront. Yeah.
Okay, excellent.
Hey, well, Nathan, you can't hoot with the owls at night and expect to soar with the eagles in the morning.
Okay. There you go. Currently 74 degrees in the downtown studios. Looks like we're going to have a hot day today. Expect temperatures up to 108. To overnight lows tonight, mostly clear with overnight lows of 73. Tuesday calls for hot skies and clear skies, but hot day, 103. Slight chance of thunderstorms and mostly clear tomorrow night with overnight lows of 74. Wednesday will be hot with 106. Thursday hot once again with 110.
Yeah, we're going for records.
And Friday, 108 once again. Saturday looks like 105 and Sunday 105. Clear skies, no big winds, scorchy weather. There you go. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where they are located in Anderson, Senior and Veteran Discounts, 365-3793.
A veteran-owned business, and when it's going to be 106, and it doesn't get that cool at night, and we'll get into the 70s, I guess, we have to ride earlier in the morning because people I ride with, the heat does not agree with them. And so, you know, you're there at 6, and you walk through the gate at 7.
Mm-hmm.
Because by the time we get back, it's hour and 15, hour 20. It's up to probably high 70s, low 80s, which isn't that bad. But then I watch the people wilt around there, and they're getting off the horses. The horses take it usually better than some of the people out there riding. But anyway, Joe Comente is with us.
Good morning, Joe.
Good morning.
First District Supervisor.
Thanks for being with us today.
Thanks for inviting me.
What are the top five things in your, I know you guys have something you want to talk about, but what are the five top things as a supervisor when you go in that you're working on? You're trying to, bring to fruition or help create?
I'll preface it by saying, disruption aside, the number one thing for me was certainly and is certainly public safety. And I'm still engaged in getting a correctional rehabilitation campus built, which is different than a jail. I'm a firm believer that we have to include penalties for criminal behavior. I mean, if you're a bad guy, you know, you need to suffer the consequences of that. But I think we also need the rehabilitative process. And I've had this conversation with our sheriff, and it's right in line with what he wants to do as well. So that's a big deal for me. Affordable housing, workforce housing, it keeps getting worse and worse. And I just look at my kids, you know, one of my boys lives here. Fortunately, he makes a good living and his wife makes a good living. And I think they just spent, you know, just south of $700,000 for, you know, a home.
Wow.
Yeah. That's a, you know, for a dad, that's a, like, dear God, that's scaring me.
Yeah.
But they have the financial.
Those would have been mansions in our day. Yeah, like the big, huge mansion on the hill.
Without a doubt. So, and then, you know, with that, you know, you make it three, but addressing the homeless situation. And, bless you. I applaud the city for their micro shelter concept. I think that's a great idea, but we need to add to that, what do they do once they come out of that compound, that campus, whatever you want to call that. And then, of course, water and fire. Fire particularly, because, you know, you walk outside. I walked out this morning, and I smelled smoke, and immediately I start to panic.
I tell you what, every time I'm out, you know, riding or anything, when you get up to the top of a hill, and then you start doing the 360 from up there, looking, because you can see further. Is there any smoke? Can I see any smoke? Saturday, I didn't see any smoke.
Thank God. And it's good we don't have any wind, because, you know, when we get this hot, it's the wind that makes this all happen.
Right.
And so
it's just a matter of time.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, and we hate saying that, and, you know, knock on wood, but
it's true.
We live in the Northern California region.
All right. So.
In a drought.
Okay.
Good. Those are great things.
So, during this time, because, you know, you are in about 6 months able to click your feet, click your heels, and go back to Kansas. I don't mean that literally go back to Kansas, but go back to a regular life. The jail, which you came in, and you know, we were all behind, and we just got trounced.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And
yes, we did. Well, but we got trounced, but you had to try.
Right.
But the idea of, and I think everybody agrees, we need a jail. Correct. I think everybody agrees on that. Everybody would support that. But what we can't forget is, okay, we got him incarcerated. Well, now we have to find a way to get that 10, 15, or 20% out of that group that we can help move them out of that, so we have 20% less next year.
Yeah.
But we keep in jail all the ones that are problems until they either decide to change their ways or they move on or they get arrested again. Come right back to jail.
Yeah. I think that's the mindset we have to have. And I know we live in an instant society where we want problems fixed immediately, and it's not going to be. And I know people will say, "Well, you should have done this then, and you should have done that then." And I get all that. That's good history stuff.
Yeah.
But the reality is, this is where we are. You know, we've got to do the best we can with what we've got, where we are. And paraphrasing Winston Churchill, this is how this works.
Yeah.
So what do we do today to move forward so that 10 years from now we're not having this conversation?
That our kids or the next generation doesn't come up and say, "Jesus, look at what we've got here." Well, they should be able to look back in history and say, "Well, look, they did this and this and this. You know, now we have to continue it."
Right.
But we have to do something.
Correct. Correct.
And I'm not sure that, what do they call them? Shed shelters, whatever they are.
The micro shelters.
Micro shelters. Okay, that's a start, but that's such a small.
Correct.
A small part of it. And, you know, and it helps such a small group of people. And that does not help with the fact that we've got criminals out there.
Correct.
That thrive in a homeless situation.
Yeah.
and ruin people's quality of life out there.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And that, you know, the police department has done a great job. The sheriff's office is trying to personnel up. I don't know if I can say man up anymore. Personnel up. To be able to,
that's our show on Thursday nights, man. And you can say that.
Okay. To be able to provide, the resources. So, you know, the crisis intervention response team's a brilliant idea. It takes so much weight off the police officers who, Are empathetic for these problems because they wade into them all the time, but it's really not their primary function in society.
Yeah, they're not mental health professionals.
They're not, but to have a mental health professional next to you to help guide you through and vice versa, I think is a brilliant approach. And we're at a point where we need to try everything. And then you try it, you evaluate it, you improve upon it, you do what you need to do to get this process moving forward. That's how this is supposed to work.
Yeah. And I'm not sure that, you know, the crisis intervention response team, they were there at this standoff on Thursday at the that motel down there with a guy that had put himself in a car, had to come up against his head and all these things, but the CERT was there. And they eventually got the guy out. No violence.
Yeah.
And so, you know, was it because they had CERT? Well, maybe that was the deciding factor. So I'd like to, you know, I'd say that was a success for that great, you know, for that team.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. Got to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. You know, Jeff Wurst has been an advertiser with us since the day we opened. And he's been repairing windshields for well beyond that. And he is from the old school. He looks at it. He tests your windshield like Linda had a chip in her windshield the other day. And it went all the way through, though. It, you know, some chips are very superficial, like friendships. And
such a dad joke.
But this one had gone through. So he repaired it. You can't even see it in the windshield. Don't fool around with your family safety. Have Jeff Wurst look at it. He'll give you a free inspection and analysis. Just bring your car, truck, or RV down to 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. We'll be right back with Joe Comente.
The day the music died.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
BNT Satellite has you covered with a 2-year TV price guarantee from Dish. Great TV service, stable price, no surprises.
Don't call the 800 number.
Call 530-241-3474 or visit BNT Satellite, your local premier Dish retailer today.
Monthly equipment fees and other restrictions apply. Recording hours vary. 2,000 hours based on SD programming. Remote viewing requires internet connection and compatible mobile device.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with the promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with the promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlotte's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlotte's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlotte's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlotte's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlotte's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlotte's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlize Tap House rule number 2, never stay empty-handed. Charlize Tap House and Mobile Catering in 2 locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlize Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlize Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best-tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
So good to me. Monday morning, it was all I hoped it would be. Oh, Monday morning, Monday morning, couldn't guarantee.
Wow. Do you remember that, Joe? I mean, that's our song. I mean, we grew up with that song. You know, I'm surprised Nathan even knows about it, you know?
I'm glad he does.
Yeah. You know what? Every one of my producers are so good with music. I mean, it's like it's a part of their lives or something, even though it may not be. But this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Now, we're talking local bank, local group of people running it. Super group of people. Matt Mosley is the president of all the banks right now, and of course Jeff Link has been kicked up to be the head of the, I guess, the board of directors. They've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened 15 years ago. Branch down in Red Bluff, 2 right here in town, 1 right down the street at 1845 California Street, and the newest branch is in Anderson at 2727 Ventura Street. I'm here with Joe Comente. And Board of Supervisors, District 1. Let's talk about Tierra Robles.
Okay.
I got interested in this one because, you know, frankly, I'm a member of the Reading Gun Club, and this was going to be built. It was going to be built to the edge of the Reading Gun Club.
Right.
And when that happens, no matter what anybody says, you know, the gun club's only got a you know, it all of a sudden has an expiration date on it. May not be right away. There will be an expiration date on it. And even that, though, because, you know, maybe, but there were so many other questions about it. So this giant hearing y'all had that went on for, what, 6 hours?
Yeah.
Okay, so tell us from the Board of Supervisors y'all's take on this.
This is how the process is supposed to work. And both sides of the issue presented themselves professionally, articulately, politely.
Very well.
Yeah, so when you sit up there in my seat, you think, this is why I ran for this office, because I want to be in a position to help these people who are presenting their case, mm-hmm. and ultimately we have to make a decision. And this was, like the Fountain Wind Project, one of those where you really had to look at a bunch of stuff to see what's the right path to take here. Because the challenge you face, you know, I'm very pro-growth. I'm very pro-construction. As you know, I ran the Builders Exchange before this, and I'm a big fan of the trade school. So you have to look at, we need growth. If you want to increase your roads, if you want to increase your emergency services, you know, you need a tax base. You need impact fees. You need to do that. But the challenge you have then is, how do you balance that with where your community is and what your community needs? And I said this the other night. I said, you know, we have to look toward the future, but not at the expense of the present. We don't have that luxury. So you really have to look at what's important here. So you start right away with, in my mind, fire. And they do great analysis. They tell you, with this increased number of houses, how much longer it will take to evacuate, and all statistically very cool.
I saw they said right now we've got 715 acres of wide open land.
Correct.
That if the fire comes through there, it's going to get worse, and then, but we're going to be, it's almost going to be like a fire break in it. That was one of their arguments.
Yes.
Which I thought, well, you know, I could kind of understand
it,
that.
It,
in a way.
Yes and no.
Right.
The challenge I have is, you know, evacuations are critical. And it's very difficult to factor in the human response.
Panic.
Exactly. People will, you know, experienced, you know, military, police, fire, they handle this. The average citizen, this is pretty frightening. And when that fire is moving at the speed at which fires move today, it just takes one mistake, one accident, one crash.
Oh, look at the car fire, people coming down Placer.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's frightening. So, I mean, that's a major consideration. And then you have to look at water. And I know that they can find water. At least that's the argument their side presented. And I don't discount that. But it's timing. We are in one of the worst droughts for the last 40 years or so. Is this the best time to be considering this when, you know, the acid canal is dry, the lake's at, you know, 35% of capacity, one more winter like this, like we've had, and I don't know what happened. So you have to consider that. And then the other things for me were, this is yet another divisive point for this community. This is another form of anxiety and stress for a community that's been through fire, been through snow, been through disease. You know, we need a break. We need to just be able to catch our breaths and kind of enjoy our lives, look at our quality of life and say, you know, we're blessed to be here. We just need that break. So the timing in my mind wasn't right for this. And then it's basics. I think the land is originally zoned, you know, 5 acres and 3 acres,
mm-hmm.
and they wanted to go down to 1.19 to 6.81, and that's a change. People who move out there because they want that space between their neighbors. It doesn't mean they're not neighborly. They just want that space. So if I buy a house knowing that the zoning says it's 5-acre lots all around me and all of a sudden someone changes it to a 1-acre lot, that changes my lifestyle.
Yeah, that means that at some point those 2 horses or 3 horses or 2 cows or whatever you have out there, it's going to be encroaching on somebody, and then they start complaining.
Correct. Correct. And I mean,
it happens.
Yeah, and that's a fair and reasonable argument for the group to make. Like, we bought here for a reason.
Yeah.
And I want to preserve that. I think that, I grew up in a major metropolitan area, so I don't crave that quite as much, but I live here as opposed to other places because I like that suburban or rural and not pure urban approach.
Yeah, and it's not like you're out on a farm 100 miles from it. It's not like you're living up in Bieber.
Right.
Right? You are in an area, though, but that you, if you want to live on a place that's 5 to 8 sure. acres, that's a lot of land right there.
Yeah.
So when you start changing it.
Yeah.
So, okay. Let's go to the phones. Daniel, do you have a question about this?
Well, actually, I was going to make a quick comment.
Okay.
You know, we talk about these things, and oftentimes, and Joe, I appreciate the fact that you guys and the Board of Supervisors is doing this the appropriate way. We don't want to make change just for the sake of making change. You know, that's kind of like Congress did with the gun law that just came out. It was the change to make change. It was nothing that really made anybody happy or did anything good. And so, you know, you're doing this type of thing, and I think you're spot on with the way you're thinking right now. So keep up the good work.
Thank you, sir.
Good, Daniel. Thank you very much. The one thing that was interesting to me, and in a good way, is the Board of Supervisors united
yes.
behind this.
Yes.
And everybody had their own thing. I mean, Mary Rickert was just, she said, these are my people. These are my pebbles.
Right.
And Patrick says, you know, he goes back, we got one gun range in this whole, you know, county like
right.
this. And we all know what would happen then.
Yes.
And the water problems and all this, listening to you, you're going to say, you have a plan. It's just not the time.
Correct.
I think if, you know, when you're having to find ways of getting water instead of it just being there.
Yeah.
And their septic systems are all above ground because it doesn't perk out there.
Right.
And frankly, if they had asked me, the company, and they didn't, I don't know if I would have called it Shasta Red of Beverly Hills, LLC. I'm sorry. You know, I could have come up with anything better than that. Horn-Toed Flats is better than Shasta Red of Beverly Hills, LLC. It's just kind of like,
And I would imagine there's probably investor benefit to that, but they certainly didn't read their market. In that particular case, they just didn't read their market. And it happens. It happens.
It's like salsa from New York.
Yeah, yeah.
New York City!
Exactly. You really got to know who you're talking to.
And, you know, I mean, it was because, and then I did hear one person, he was a little bit upset, and you took control of it. And he's looking at him, he says, I know what you're here for. Just get money and walk away. And you said, wait a minute. Address your comments to us, not to the people there. Because they had a logical presentation.
Yeah.
And maybe in a different year, maybe it wouldn't look that.
And it's not wrong for somebody to buy a piece of land, develop it, and make money. I mean, this is America.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's important. I think the location wasn't ideal.
No.
And the timing was terrible.
Timing was terrible.
But it's okay. And I can say that company presented and all their consultants presented themselves very well, very articulately. They'd done their homework. There was no deception. They weren't trying to hide anything from us.
No.
They were very transparent.
I was very impressed by theirs. But then both sides brought up both sides had some really professional presentations.
I agree. Like I said, I really enjoyed, you know, since I'm coming to the end of more than likely what will be my political career, I really enjoyed being part of the process that, you know, this is what we're supposed to
do. This is why you came in.
Correct.
This is why you came in. This and the Fountain Wind Project.
Correct.
Now, we got to take a break. I want to talk about Fountain Wind in a second, right after we come back. But this portion of the show is brought to you by B&T Satellite and Doug Tooley. What a great guy Doug Tooley is. He's a veteran. He has been in this business for over 30 years. And if you're looking for a dish retailer, he's the local guy. Don't call the 800 number. Stay away from 800 numbers. Stay away from the internet. This guy does absolutely fabulous work, and you're going to get your best value, service, and technology with Doug Tooley. Give him a call at 530-241-3474. You'll see these commercials about the 800 number and all that. Means nothing. Don't use them. Do 530-241-3474. Doug Tooley, veteran-owned business, B&T Satellite. We'll be right back.
When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Did you hear my sneeze? No? Okay. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studio at the KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Alaska Airlines. You can fly daily nonstop from Redding to Seattle with Alaska Airlines. With one stop, get anywhere in the world. Enjoy a cool weekend. You know, it could be if it's 80 up there compared to 110 here. That may be worth the, you know, just going up there and just, you know, putting your toes in the lake up there. Yeah. It was absolutely a great city. And I'm sure most of it is still a great city. Enjoy a cool weekend in the Pacific Northwest or fly to Seattle to take that Alaskan cruise. Book now at AlaskaAirlines.com/Redding. We're here with Joe Comente, Board of Supervisors, First District, and we were talking about the 166 homes that was voted down 5-0. One of the rare times that we've seen the board vote together, which is cool.
Very nice to see.
Now, the Fountain Wind Project, but the Planning Commission gave it a 5-0 no vote, but they brought it to the Board of Supervisors thinking that maybe y'all would disagree. But you didn't. And what was the reasoning behind that?
You know, for me, again, it's what's compatible with where we live. When you look at the environmental damage that you have to do to build these towers, originally they were 679 feet, and there was going to be 72, 74 of them. They reduced the size, and don't quote me on these numbers, but I think it was 620 feet, and there would be 42 or 44 of them. In comparison, Hatchet Ridge, I think, is 418 feet, mm-hmm. and there's 42 of them. But you just think about, from a construction standpoint, how broad the base and how deep that those footings need to be to support something like that that's going to be in wind.
That's taller than the Shasta Dam, essentially. That kind of gives you an idea how big
and
they are.
So you think about the impact that's going to have on people who live there. You're going to see it everywhere. And it's in a high to severe fire danger area. And people will say, well, you clear it all out, there won't be fire. Yeah, there won't be now. But there will be as vegetation grows, and are you going to be able to put air support on top of this? And if you talk to anybody in air support, that's the number one tool they have
to beat back these
fires. And to take that away, if I'm a pilot, and you can imagine you're in all these updrafts of heat. That plane's bouncing up and down significantly, mm-hmm. and you got to figure, you know, where am I in comparison to a 620 or 679?
Well, there'd be a whole big no-fly zone.
Yeah, they couldn't go anywhere near.
It would be a no-fly zone.
So I think that is a real issue. And one of our jobs different than necessarily the planning commission or resource management. They tend to look at the legality. Is this okay to do? I think by the time it comes to us, it's about, is this the right thing to do? We have to consider lifestyle issues. Does this add to our quality of life here in Shasta County? And that's never an easy decision to make. But I overwhelmingly felt like this was just bad for this community. And I think it was dangerous for this community. And that's kind of what we're entrusted, the decisions we're entrusted to make.
Yeah. Well, you know, did I just see something, another law or bill that the Sacramento legislature was passing or trying to pass that was going to take away the rights of local communities to curtail wind farms and solar farms?
So, yeah, yes, is the short answer. But we enacted policies ourselves that would restrict how many and how tall.
Okay.
So that in the county, you know, we could limit the number and we could limit the size.
Okay, because the state was going to take away the right of counties and local governments to restrict them. Even though you got laws there, can they override it?
I think they would
say, no, you can't say that. No, we need this. And we don't really care because you're up there in the north.
It's certainly out of my lane.
Yeah.
Personally, I really am not a fan of the government intrusion. But this is the way it is. So legally where that would play out, I would venture to say there would be lawsuits.
Oh yeah. Here's the state again stepping on us, changing what is right for us because they want this insatiable need for clean energy when we all know that if they just put a couple of nuke plants in there, we'd have all the energy we want.
This is a real contentious. I don't think we've done anything since Three Mile Island. It's a real contentious area, and, you know, for me, sitting in my seat, I always try to look at what can I manage up here.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, I may disagree with a lot of things the governor does. He is the governor. I don't go out of my way to stick my finger in his eye. I try to figure out the workaround. How do we work around? What's in the best interest of Shasta County? I try to make it apolitical, which is extremely difficult to do, as you know. But we're trying. I mean, we stay on top of the legislation that's coming down, and we send our letters, and we make it clear we don't agree with certain things. And we do the best we can because we are, like it or not, we are in California. So...
like it or not. Well, you know what? We obviously like it because we're still here.
Exactly, and I do, you know, like it.
You're
I don't
not
like the
leave.
Politics.
You're not planning on leaving. And
my kids are here.
Your kids are here. My kids aren't here, but our friends are here.
Yeah.
So we've got a vested interest in this.
And we do, too.
That's why, that's why I fight to keep the ambiance of my neighborhood the way it is.
Right.
And with my neighbors. Yeah. On a totally separate subject, but let's go back to this is something near and dear to my heart, and I'm going to throw it at you, and I'm going to take a break because it could take a little bit longer. I think that we are missing a chance to save water by countless gallons by not reclaiming water. That this state has such a horrible record for using reclaimed water. I mean, we want to put solar solar panels on every house. We want people to use the low flush toilets, all these things, which is one of the things that I did learn when I was listening to these guys. All of these low water usage appliances and toilets and all this, how they can get the amount of water down, because we are facing the fact that in the state of California, in 3 years, we're reducing our water usage to what is it, 50?
Yeah, I think it's going to go 50, then 47, then 42 for individual, And I want to say that's, you know, to 2040, 2045, but don't quote me on that. But
well,
that's,
it, for the last one, but the newest one for right. 50 is going to start in 3 years per person. And right now the average household is using 300, 400 gallons.
And I don't know where that goes for ag water, too. I mean, we have small agricultural communities up here that are very important to our livelihood.
Absolutely.
Very important to our life.
Look what happened with the acid canal.
Yeah.
The impact it's had on businesses.
Correct.
And people. But so I want to talk about reclaimed water and that what Shasta County could do to, you know, to reclaim water, to, you know, because a lot of it just gets flushed or, you know, sent down.
Right.
Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop is my barbershop of choice and been there for like 15 years since I moved here because I'm kind of like this. If I really like the haircuts I'm getting, if I really like the people that are there, that are giving the haircuts, and I switch back and forth between Tim and Logan, then why change? It's man's last stronghold. You know, we kind of kid about that, but it's just a good place to go to. They work by appointment, so you don't have to wait in line. Just give them a call at 244-9478. Never had a bad haircut there. I mean, never. Had a bad haircut there at Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Okay.
Locally owned and operated for 26 years, La Cabaña at 1335 Market Street invites you to stop by and enjoy authentic Mexican cuisine for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Open 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, La Cabaña serves traditional dishes including tamales, enchiladas, quesadillas, and burritos. They also have combination plates. Dine in or take out. La Cabaña, 1335 Market Street in downtown Reading. Call 530-242-1915.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Linda Bott. Linda went off to get her blood drawn, and I am here with Joe Comente. Joe Comente is District 1 Supervisor for another 6 months, and we've been talking about Tierra Robles. We're talking about water, and, you know, and I asked him about reclaimed water. Or recycled water, and how it seems like if you tell me, Joe had the greatest answer for this. Why don't we have recycled water in a state that needs to do that so badly?
It's first, I want to say I'm way down my lane here. Then, really it comes down to political will. What, yeah. You know, and this is my editorial, just my opinion, but it's so much easier to sell as a politician. Carbon footprint, global warming, all of which are real things. I'm not discounting any of that. It's a little more difficult to capture public attention with things like how do we recycle water? How do we reclaim gray water from our homes? What is the cost of doing that? Who's going to engineer it? Who's going to pay for it? It really does come down to political will. And I think in a state that is so desperately in need of water, especially up north where, you know, a lot of the micro agriculture, that's what I call it, you know, the small farms, the small ranches that are regional providers or even local providers are really being hurt by this.
Mm-hmm.
And this significant change in their livelihood and their ability to live because they sustain their own lives with some of these foods. We need to think differently. But again, where is the political tide?
Well, we have one of our listeners said, Carl, you're missing it on the water. The usage is lawns by a long shot. Gray water is just a tiny fraction of the usage. So by focusing there, you reduce a fraction of the small part of the usage. No, and I understand, Lex, what you're saying here. And you're right. That is, and that's why, we went through with somebody and he was digging up places because we had a leak in there that we did not know. There's no leakage when there's no water running. Like, you know, you have a leak someplace.
Right.
No, but when you turned on the water and when that sprinkler hit the 3 days we can do it, it just shot up. But so we dug up a whole part of our yard to fix that, you know, down deep they had broken. But what I'm saying here though, is if you can, how many gallons could we recycle that would go into a cistern? Then that's what I would use to water my yard.
Yeah.
And you're right. But we need to change the way we're thinking about what yards should look like.
And I think that's the key point.
That's,
change
that's,
the way we're thinking.
Yeah.
And that seems to be very painful for all of us.
Yeah. Well, you know, the people across the street put in that fake grass.
Yeah.
And you're looking at it. And I'm thinking, how's your grass so green? And then I went over and looked at it. Well, it's fake. And I'm thinking, yeah, you know, people don't want fake grass. But then I look at my backyard, and I have no grass. So it's God knows. We've never had grass back there, but we had green stuff. Now that stuff's even gone. I'm thinking about just spray painting.
And you can do that.
You can do that. I'm thinking about either that or put in other things. Back there.
I like the idea of the whole desert scape. I mean,
you
go by a lot of the houses that were destroyed in the car fire as they rebuilt. They were very conscious of that. And they can do a beautiful job, beautiful landscaping,
absolutely.
But it's succulents for the most part, so they require little water, and it's rocks. And I mean, we are high desert here.
The whole state, except in certain areas, is desert.
Yeah.
And yet it's not just us. You go over to the Colorado Colorado, and you look at Lake Mead and all these places. Wow. I mean, they are down so low.
I know.
It is just one more drought year, and what's Los Angeles going to do? Los Angeles, but also Las Vegas.
Yeah, no, and it's very concerning. Because one of the comments that somebody made, and I guess it's a whiskey is for drinking and water is for fighting.
Oh my gosh!
And that's where we're going to be. I mean, it's the new gold or the new oil or valued mineral you want to call it. That's water.
You know, the government's coming to put a meter on your own well that you've had. You're seeing water rights from 100 years ago are being superseded by the government here because wait a minute, you people up north with water. You can't be using your own water. No, NEMA. Nope, can't do that. Oh, and if you've got 100 cows, you only need 80.
It is a very frightening situation. And this is, COVID-19 was alarming. It was in my mind, a real virus. It killed people. It created division. And I get all that. But the water issue... The water is frightening to me in terms of how people will react, how the government will react. It is just not a happy place for us to be.
Okay, I hate to open up this can of worms, but you did first when you said COVID. Here we are with this newest variation. There's more people catching COVID now than it was at the height of it a year ago, yet we're hearing nothing. We're hearing nothing. Or very little about it. Maybe you should wear a mask. We're starting to hear a little bit, but I mean, it's like, is it because it's, because the Democrats are in power? I mean, is it that simple?
I really hate to politicize all of this because I think that's where this whole thing went south.
Yeah.
Initially, what I think is happening is we have a novel virus. It's now mutating, coming up with variants, but our immune systems are handling it. However, our immune systems got here. And we'll probably see this now forever. This is just another virus that's entered into our world, and more people are getting it. But from what I hear, it's less serious. So
I know more people now with COVID than I did before. I mean, more, and it's like it's strange.
Yeah, and I think it's just more people are testing, accessibility of testing, but I think it's part of the natural process to get it into our society, into our bodies.
So it's in our bodies. Our bodies are fighting it because our bodies are amazing engineering organisms. How about monkeypox? I mean, they're starting it now, and here we got the elections coming in November. I said, they wouldn't be bringing monkeypox in for this.
I have really fought because I am by my nature cynical and sarcastic, and I have really
and
fought.
I've always admired you for that.
That's one of my greatest.
That's your best. That's greatest, one of your greatest.
But I've really tried in the last 4 years not to do that. To try to look at it as unbiased as I can, but it's hard not to. It's hard not to. And so I'm hoping that Americans are smarter now. Saying I'm gonna look at situations like this. I'm gonna talk to my healthcare provider. I'm gonna get as much information about it as I possibly can, and I'm gonna act intelligently and responsibly. That's my hope.
You know, some people are wearing masks, some people aren't. And that's fine. I'm still not sure about wearing a mask in a car when you're by yourself. But you know what? It could be because of the traffic lights. They can't identify you. If you go blow it. The camera lights, they can't identify you. Then you're safe.
There's always an upside.
Well, I every time I drive through one of those, I just put my hat over my face.
You could just slow down and not go through the lights.
Well, no. Our family is famous for this. They know Linda down there. Oh my gosh. Hey, Joe, thanks a lot for being in, short notice. I called you Friday.
I'm always a pleasure.
Well, I love having you on. And, the city council, just to get a little bit of satisfaction, is that now the city council is starting to catch the wrath of the public?
I have to be very honest. I don't wish that on anyone. Anyone who runs for public office does so because they care about their community.
Absolutely.
They want to get something done, and this is a very disruptive and distractive process. So, no, I do not wish that to happen to them.
Well, aren't you glad you didn't sell the land?
yes, I am, sir.
Okay. Hey, everybody. It's going to be 100 and, let me see, 106 today. It's going to be 103 tomorrow, 106 on Wednesday, and 111 degrees on Thursday. Just let me, you know, we're talking about water and all this, but here's the thing is, if you see somebody laying on the sidewalk, you know, and you see them every so often, like at the library and other places, call 911. These people may have collapsed from the heat. And as we learned when Shasta Regional Medical Center is, they're getting people in the emergency room with second-degree burns from passing out on the sidewalks. Yeah. Even if they've got a syringe in their arm, call 911. And, I mean, that's terrible hot. And if you're walking your dog, put your hand on the concrete. You're going to see how hot it is. And walk your dog in the grass, you know. And don't be drinking your big Slurpee while your dog is doing the hot paw dance out there. But, Joe, thank you so much for being with us. Thank you so much for what you've done for our county. You'll be on again before you leave, of course. Let's hope that we've taken that big step and we have our meetings like this where people are coming in. And yes, we can express ourselves, but let's express ourselves in a clearly, let's move forward professional way.
I agree.
Okay, buddy. Tomorrow, let me see. Tomorrow, I think, is Haven Humane's going to roll in here. And we've got some other people on this week that ought to be pretty interesting. And then next week, we kick it all off again with the 1st of August. Everybody have a great day. And remember how hot it's going to be. Don't leave anybody, anything in that car that you want to be the same after 30 minutes of sitting in the sun. God bless America.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down.
All is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.